This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Abong Udama. Special education in Connecticut gets a bump this year.
Some districts are getting $125 for their special education program under the SEED grant this year. So when you think about how much money that is, you can't really do a lot with that.
That's Sasha Allen, a data reporting fellow from the Connecticut Mirror. She's done a deep dive into whether a bump in special education spending in Connecticut this year is enough. More to come after this.
From Greenwich to Groton, Massapequa to Montauk, and everywhere in between, the WSHU podcast After All Things has got you covered with news and culture from Connecticut and Long Island in less than 15 minutes. Hosted by me, Sabrina Garone. So from Fire Island to Fairfield and West Hampton to Westport, listen to After All Things weeknights wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Sasha. The underfunding of special education in Connecticut has been a perennial problem. This year, state lawmakers attempted to tackle it and passed a bill that would provide about $70 million in new funding. Part of it will go to a special education expansion and development grant program for school districts over the next couple of years. Is that why you decided to look into this issue? And why did you find it important to focus on Bridgeport special education teacher Lisa Balzano?
Yeah, I guess that's kind of how I got interested in it, when I saw that they had passed the bill that would add additional money. And I heard some of the discourse around it. People were calling it, you know, emergency money for that was passed last session. And then the new grants seemed like they were important. And so I decided to look more into it. And I got to talking to some teachers. Lisa was one of them. And I thought her story was particularly interesting because she was like a diehard Bridgeport teacher through and through. She didn't want to leave. I looked into, and I don't think this was in the article, but I looked into some teacher salaries in different districts throughout the state. And, you know, she could have moved to a district where she would have made a lot more money if she wanted to, but she decided to stay in Bridgeport because she loved the kids and stuff. So that's why I decided to talk to her. And the issue itself just seemed much more important than it did on the surface. You know, when I saw that they passed the bill to add additional money, I was like, okay, maybe this money is necessary. But as I kept looking, I saw, you know, more and more complaints from parents and advocates about how their kids were being treated in special education. And a lot of it came down to the fact that there wasn't enough money to give them the support that they were legally entitled to. So yeah, that's why I decided to look into it. I thought it was important.
An interesting incident was when Lisa Balzano went to a school in Fairfield and she opened a storeroom and saw how much material that they had. So just tell us a little bit about Lisa's experience being a special ed teacher in Bridgeport and how it was so different when she went just down the street to a school in Fairfield.
Yeah, so she told me this. This is one of the first things she told me when we started talking, because I was asking her about what her experience was like. And she was like, well, this is something that's really stuck with me. 2 years ago, I went to this school also in Fairfield County, and the teacher opened. She said it wasn't a supply closet. She said it was a supply room. Opened a door to a supply room where they had literally anything, pens, paper, pencils, markers, so much school supplies that she is always buying for her students herself out of pocket. She said that teachers get a small stipend every year for money to spend on supplies. And I think that's consistent throughout the state, but she said this school they supplied it for their teachers. Their teachers didn't have to go out and buy as much stuff as she had to buy. And I thought that was really good insight into what it's like to teach in a Bridgeport school versus a school in a more affluent community. And it kind of was a good segue into the fact that, oh, she's also having so many more students on her caseload because there's less teachers, because less people want to teach there.
Now, $70 million seems like a lot of money to be putting into this. Where exactly is that money going to go, and how much of a difference will it really make?
Yeah, so that's the question that I had when I saw that they were adding the $70 million. I talked to a lot of people, and a lot of people were saying this is a great start, but I don't think that it's enough. That was kind of the consensus that I got, because there's just so much need throughout the state and $70 million is, it seems like a lot of money when you're looking at it, but when you have to distribute it throughout the entire state to each district, districts aren't getting the amount of money that they need, especially districts like Bridgeport, where, they're trying to build out a new special education program there that would act as like kind of intervention instead of having to send students away. But, they're still spending so much more money, or they still need so much more money than they would be getting. And a lot of this money is the money that they're distributing this fiscal year is through the SEED grant, and I believe it's $30 million. And
$30
when you,
million dollars each year for the next couple of years.
yes, yeah, so $30 million for this year, and then $30 million next year, and then they're doing 9.9 for an additional grant. So this year, when you think about it, $30 million distributed to all of the districts in the state, that's not a ton of money. Some districts are getting $125 for their special education program under the SEED grant this year. So when you think about how much money that is, you can't really do a lot with that.
And at the same time, we're also seeing an increase in the number of students who qualify for special education. It's gone up quite a bit over the last 15 years.
Yeah, this is a nationwide trend. There are so many more students in special education than there used to be. It's risen, I believe, 3 or 4%. I can check the number, but it's risen a lot in Connecticut. And on top of that, special education is just costing way more. The costs have risen a lot
Now, what's
nationwide.
driving the cost increase?
That's a good question. I talked to a bunch of people about this. They say it's a combination of just rising costs generally throughout the nation, but special education is rising at a much higher level than other costs for other educational needs. One of the major costs in special education in Connecticut is transportation, because we outplace a lot of our students. So transportation is just generally getting more expensive, and transporting special education students does cost a lot of money.
But part of this grant program is to try and have school districts bring some of those programs that they're taking the kids to other districts back into district so they have those programs within their districts. Are there any school districts that intend to do something with that money to bring services back into their districts?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything set in stone with the SEED grant money specifically, but there have been a lot of talks about collaboration with other districts. I'm sure that there's a lot of ideas floating around about that. And that seemed like the general consensus when I was talking to teachers and when I was talking to special education directors throughout the state. They were all saying that they wanted to use this money to create lower level interventions so that they don't have to send every student whose needs exceed the needs that they can offer in their schools out to a like private specialized facility. We heard from a few people. I think there was a mayor of, I believe it was Shelton, and he said that he wanted to use some of the money to create a system for lower level intervention. So we've heard some stuff. With this money specifically, I don't think right now there's anything set in stone to build a lower level intervention. I will say in Bridgeport, they got a bunch of money and they are building a new school that they're going to, or they're building out their program that they're hoping to add intervention. It should hold a ton of students, and it would really help their outplacement numbers.
So basically, the bottom line is there's more money, but it might not be enough.
Yeah, and when I was talking to everyone, they all said this, but their hope is that this is going to kickstart, the state to send in more money when they see that this money is working. And there are, I believe, plans to increase the grant after fiscal year 27. I think that's what they were hoping to do. But yeah, everyone is just hopeful that this is the beginning of more money for special education.
Well, thank you so much, Sasha.
Thank you.
Long Story Short is hosted by me, Ebong Udana, and produced by Molly Ingram. Harriet Jones is our editor. WSHU's Alicia Daddario and the Connecticut Mirror's Gabby DeBenedictis are our digital team. This podcast is a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. We go behind the scenes at the home of public policy journalism in Connecticut. More can be found online at ctmirror.org and wshu.org. Our episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts.